Good morning. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News for Thursday, April 10th, 2014. It's a lovely spring day today. Temperatures will climb to the 60s. On Friday, we're back to cloudy skies with a chance of showers. Rain likely Friday night. But Saturday's the best day of the weekend. It will be sunny with temperatures in the high 60s. Sunday, it's mostly cloudy with temperatures down to the lower 50s. Russian President Vladimir Putin turned up the heat on Ukraine on Wednesday, threatening to demand advance payment for gas supplies. It's a move designed to exert economic pressure as Ukraine confronts possible bankruptcy, a mutiny by pro-Russian separatists in the east, and a Russian military buildup across the border. NATO's top commander in Europe warned the alliance could respond to the Russian military threat against Ukraine by deploying U.S. troops to Eastern Europe. Putin's latest tactics, however, suggest he may be aiming to secure Russia's clout with its neighbor without invading. Speaking at a cabinet session, the Russian leader voiced hope that diplomatic efforts to ease the Ukrainian crisis would yield positive results. It's an apparent reference to talks set up for next week. They will bring together the U.S., the European Union, Russia, and Ukraine for the first time. $3 million or more apiece. That's how much some physicians received from Medicare in 2012. Among the highest billers were a cardiologist in Ocala, Florida, who took in $18.1 million, mainly putting in stents. A New Jersey pathologist received $12.6 million performing tissue exams and other tests. And a Michigan vascular surgeon got $10.1 million. The excessive billing comes to light from newly released data by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It's considered the richest trove of information on doctors, surpassing what major insurance companies have in their files. Although Medicare is financed by taxpayers, the data has been off limits to the public for decades. The American Medical Association and other physician groups resisted the data release, but officials hope it will expose fraud, inform consumers, and lead to improvements in care. Researchers are intensely interested in doctors' decisions on what drives healthcare costs. Physicians' decisions about how to treat are critical. The data will help in that research. The AMA, however, says the files may contain inaccurate information and, even if correct, do not provide meaningful insights into the quality of care. The database is available for all to see at Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS.gov. The Washington Post reports Bank of America agreed Wednesday to pay nearly $800 million in penalties. They deceived millions of customers into buying costly and unneeded services when they signed up for credit cards. Examiners at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau said Bank of America and telemarketers pushed credit card add-ons, they glossed over terms, and enrolled unwitting customers for several years. Senseless violence continues to plague communities throughout the U.S.
The high school will be shut down for at least two or three more days because of the investigation.
In the crowded halls of a suburban high school in Pittsburgh, a 16-year-old wielded two large knives. He slashed 21 students and a security guard Wednesday before an assistant principal tackled him. Public safety spokesman Dan Stevens said police are investigating a motive for the attack. Doctors say one of the wounded students is on a ventilator after a knife pierced his liver, missing his heart and aorta by just millimeters. In all, at least five students were critically wounded and 15 other people were hurt. The suspect is in custody. The 16-year-old, who was described as having a blank look, faces attempted murder and aggravated assault charges.
'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear.
It was a poignant memorial at Fort Hood in Texas. Three soldiers lost their lives during a rampage by another soldier who killed himself at the Army base last Wednesday. The three died trying to save others. John McHugh, Secretary of the U.S. Army, stood at a podium with the seal of the President of the United States. Addressing mourners, he said, "Soldiers accept that being a soldier is a dangerous profession, but inside the gates of Fort Hood, behind the walls, they expect a special sense of brotherhood."
Sergeant First Class Daniel Ferguson, Staff Sergeant Carlos Lizani Rodriguez, and Sergeant Timothy Owens all knew, lived with, and accepted that inherent danger comes with being an American soldier. Each deployed at various times during the longest period of war in the history of this great nation, that they came back safely, each and every time, only to lose their lives here at home. A place of presumed safety serves to greatly magnify the senselessness of it all.
At the ceremony, President Barack Obama shared the grief of those mourning. He said, "We must honor these men by doing more to care for our fellow Americans living with mental illness, civilian and military." He said, "Four American soldiers are gone. Four Army families are devastated." As Commander-in-Chief, he said he's determined to step up efforts to reach troops and veterans who are hurting, to deliver to them the care that they need. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York, listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica radio, broadcasting at 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. In New York City, new legislation introduced at the City Council will provide New Yorkers with municipal identification cards, making it easier to access city services. Councilman Carlos Menchaca is chair of the New York City Council's Immigration Committee. He says the legislation is a huge win for New Yorkers, even New Yorkers who have identity cards.
This is a card that's going to really unite the city around so many different issues. For those who don't have identity cards, it's going to give them access to government resources. It's going to give them access to government buildings and schools. I hear from so many parents in our community schools that they can't even go to a PTA meeting or go see an event where their kid's at. These are the things that are going to be solved for that. Also, for those that just enjoy being New Yorkers, like we all do, we're going to hope to get some programs connected to the culture institutions and our private institutions to have something for residents. You know, if you live here, you should reap all the benefits of being a New Yorker.
Carlos Menchaca is chair of the City Council's Immigration Committee. The bill requires that the card be designed in a way that deters fraud, much like a driver's license or passport. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.